When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
From the timeless album, Motown Stars Record Broadway Hits of the 1950s. Ha ha ha! No, I jest. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only signature, one-of-a-kind, individual, wholesale NPR station. Well, that was, in fact, Marvin Gaye singing the title song to Fanny, written by Harold Rome, a hit made by Eddie Fisher, and some other people covered it on the airwaves in the 1950s. And today we are going to look at the career of composer, lyricist Harold Rome. And why, you may ask, why did it take 12 and a half years to get to Harold Rome? Well, timing is everything. And CSC, Classic Stage Company on 13th Street, that estimable place, is producing the first major revival that I know of I Can Get It For You Wholesale, Harold Rome's 1962 musical, with book by Jerome Wideman, based on his novel. And that's something you should all go see. Santino Fontana's in it, and Judy Kuhn. And it's really impeccable 1960s musical storytelling. Well, let us go back to the beginning, 1908, Hartford, Connecticut. Harold Rome was not one of those Jewish songwriters who was born on the Lower East Side. He went to Yale. He studied the Yale School of Architecture to be an architect. And lo and behold, when he came to New York in the Depression, he discovered there weren't a lot of Jewish architects around. So he said, I had a nose for a show tune, and gradually noodled around. And he got one of the great gigs for a starting composer, lyricist. The International Ladies Garment Workers Union had a kind of cultural office that created entertainment for their workers, this huge number of workers, mostly Jewish, in the garment district, and they put on a review produced by David Dubinsky, who is the head of the union, called Pins and Needles, which was all about seamstresses and cutters and folks who worked in the garment district and what they were wrestling with as union members and as young people and as politically minded people in the Depression. And he wrote a ton of songs for this review. It was performed by members of the ILGWU and about them. And it ran over 1,000 performances in a small theater. But hey, that's not nothing. Here are two great songs from it. There was an album, a studio album in 1962. Here is Rosemarie June singing my favorite song from that show.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you. Sing me of wars and sing me of breadlines. Tell me of front page news. Sing me of strikes and last minute headlines. Dress your observation in syncopation. Sing me a song with social significance. There's nothing else that will do. It must get hot with what is what, or I won't love you. I want a song that's satirical, putting the mirror into miracle. It must be packed with social fact, or I won't love you. Sing me of kings and conferences martial. Tell me of mills and mines. Sing me of courts that aren't impartial. What's to be done with them? Tell me in rhythm. Sing me a song with social significance. There's nothing else that will do. It must be tense with common sense, or I won't love you.
I want men that I can please, that I can squeeze, that I can tease. Two or three or four or more. What are those fools waiting for? I want love and I want kissing. I want more of what I'm missing. Nobody comes knocking at my front door. What do they think my knocker's for? If they don't come soon, there won't be any more. What can the matter be? I wash my clothes with Lux. My etiquette's the best. I spend my hard-earned bucks on just what the ads suggest. Oh dear, what can the matter be? Nobody makes a piss at me. I'm full of Kellogg's brand. I eat grape nuts on the sly. The date is on the can of the coffee that I buy. Oh dear, what can the matter be? Nobody makes a pass at me. Oh, Beatrice Fairfax, give me the bare facts. How do you make them fall. If you don't save me, the things the Lord gave me never will be any use to me at all. I sprinkle on a dish a fragrance d'amour. The ads say makes men rash, but I guess their smell is poor. Oh dear, what can the matter be? Nobody makes a pair sad me. I use Ovaltine and Listerine, Barbasol and Mustirol, Lifebuoy soap and Flint. So why ain't I got it? I use Coca-Cola and Marmola, Crisco, Lesco and Mazola, X-Lax and Bapex. So why ain't I got sex? I use Albaline and Maybelline, Alka-Seltzer, Bromo-Seltzer, Odorono and Sensation. So why ain't I got fascination? My girdles come from Best. The Times it say they're chic, and up above I'm dressed in the brassiere of the week. Oh, oh dear, what can the matter be? Nobody makes a pair sad me. I use Pond's on my skin, with Rye Crisp I have thinned. I get my culture in, I began Gone with the Wind. Oh dear, what can the matter be? A pair sat me. Oh, Darcy Dix, please show me some tricks, please. I want some men to hold. I want attention and things I can't mention, and I want them all before I get too old. I use Mom every day and Angela's Lip Lore, but still men stay away. Just like ivory soap, I'm 99 and 44, 100% pure. What can the matter be? Nobody makes a pair sad me. I don't know. Oh, dear.
Well, it will not take detectives out you to recognize that voice. That was Barbra Streisand singing a song written in 37 for Pins and Needles. And it was part of, I don't think it was quite the beginning, but maybe towards the beginning of a beautiful friendship between her and Harold Rome. Well, reviews were the thing up until Oklahoma in the early 1940s. So he tried again. Harold Rome tried again in a political review called Sing Out the News, just as America was about to go to war, certainly contemplating it. And Kaufman, George Kaufman and Moss Hart and Charles Friedman all wrote sketches. And here was a song based on a black family that has a little boy. And it's given birth to a little boy. And who else are they going to name him after but the President of the United States? Here is Nat King Cole singing a very early recording with his trio of FDR Jones.
It's a big holiday everywhere, for the Jones family has a brand new heir. He's a joy heaven sent, and they proudly present today Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones. Ra da 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 da. When he grows up, he never will stray. With a name like the one that he's got today, when he walks down the street, folks will say, pleased to meet Mr. Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones. What a smile and how he shows it. He'll keep happy all day long. Ra-da-da-da, ra-da-da-da. What a name, I'll bet he knows it. With that handle, how can he go wrong? And the folks in the town
all agree. He'll be famous as he can be. How can he be a dud or a stick in the mud when he's Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones? Yes, sirree, yes, sirree, yes, sirree. Smiling all day long, and the folks in the town all agree. He'll be famous as he can be. How can he be a dud or a snake in the mud when he's Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones? Yes, sirree, yes, sirree. Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones.
Well, after the war, Harold Rome struck up his baton, as it were, again, and had another successful review called Call Me Mister, which is about how soldiers and sailors and Marines made the adjustment back to civilian life. And a couple of songs became big hits. Here's one with Artie Shaw and Mel Torme and the Meltones, a beautiful song called Along With Me.
Thank you. with me. Up here in the land of the hot dog stand, the atom bomb and the good humor man. We think our South American neighbors are grand. We love them to beat the band.
South America, babaloo, babaloo, aye, babaloo. One favor you can do, aye, you can do. You beautiful lands below don't know what you began. To put it plainly, I'm tired of shaking to that Pan-American plan.
Take back your samba, aye, your rumba, aye, your conga.
Aye, aye, aye.
I can't keep moving, aye, my chassis, aye, any longer.
Aye, aye, aye.
Now maybe Latins, aye, in their middles, aye, are built stronger. Aye, aye, aye. But all is taken to the quaking, and this bacon with the shaking leaves me aching.
Olé! First shake around a saddle. There, then you shake around a saddle. Here, then you shake around a saddle. There.
That's enough, that's enough. Take it back, my spine's out of whack. There's a strange click-clack in the back of my sacroiliac.
Take back your conga, aye, your samba, aye, your rumba, aye, aye, aye. Why can't you send us, aye, a less strenuous, aye, a number, aye, aye, aye.
I got more bumps now, aye, than on an aye cucumber, aye, aye, aye.
While all those Latin drums are clopping like a jumping jack, I'm hopping without stopping. Olé, South America, take it away.
First to shake around and settle there.
Where?
And then you shake around and settle here.
Oh, there.
And then you shake around and settle there.
That's enough, that's enough. Take it back, my spine's out of whack. There's a strange click-clack in the back of my sacroiliac. Oh, my aching back. Take back your conga, aye, your samba, aye, your rumba, aye, aye, aye. Bring back the old days, aye, of dancing, aye, remember, aye, aye, aye.
My hips are cracking, aye, and shrieking, aye, caramba, aye, aye, aye.
I got a wriggle and a diddle and a jiggle like a fiddle in my middle. Olé! This fancy swishing in position wears out all of my transmission ammunition. Olé!
Though I like neighborly relations, all these crazy new gyrations try my patience. Olé!
South America, take it away.
Well, you'll all know those voices. That's Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters singing South America, Take It Away, which recognized, memorialized the Latin dance craze of the wartime and post-war era, which sort of, in many ways, set the stage for artists like Desi Arnaz, who became popular in the 1940s. You hear a little Xavier Cuga, Carmen Miranda, you hear a little bit of Babalu in there. Isn't that interesting? Well, as the 50s went on, the big thing to do was to write a narrative musical in the wake of Rodgers and Hammerstein. And Harold Rome had a couple in the 1950s. The first one was Wish You Were Here, which is based on a story about young people going to the Catskills for the weekend and mating and hooking up, I guess, as a younger generation might say, a more contemporary generation might say. Famous for two things. It had a swimming pool on stage, designed by Jill Meisner, and it was a huge flop until they did some numbers from it on the Ed Sullivan Show and it became a hit. So we always want to hear Jack Cassidy and Patricia Moran singing, even if it's not It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman. Here they are with a beautiful song from Wish You Were Here.
The last dance, the last dance. The band is starting to play. The last dance, the last dance. The end of a wonderful day. Where
night go so soon, so soon? Who stole the hours away? Only a moment ago or so, the band began to play. Time is so careless with hearts in tune, swift when we most want it slow. Where did the night go so soon, so soon? So young but a moment ago,
skies as blue this year. Wish you were here, as blue as they used to when you were near. Wish you were here, and the mornings don't seem as new, brand new as they did with you. Wish you were here, wish you were here, wish you were here. Someone's painting the leaves all wrong this year. Wish you were here. And why did the birds change their song this year? Wish you were here. They're not shining the stars as bright. They've stolen the joy from the night. Wish you were here. Wish you were here. Wish you were here. Birds change their song this year. Wish you were here. They're not shining the stars as bright. They've stolen the joy from the night. Wish you were here. Wish you were here. Wish you were here.
Eddie Fisher with the big commercial hit from Wish You Were Here, the title number. This is Larry Maslon, your host of Broadway to Main Street, and today we're looking at the career of Harold Rome, singer-songwriter, because one of his finest works, perhaps his finest, I Can Get It For You Wholesale, has just opened in a pretty nifty revival over at CSC, which I urge you to see off-Broadway. Fanny was a musical based on a couple of French movies by Marcel Pagnol, produced by David Merrick. He was desperate to get Rodgers and Hammerstein, but they didn't like David Merrick. So he went down the list and he got Harold Rome, who did a lovely score. We heard Fanny earlier. Here's Ezio Pinza. Remember him from Rodgers and Hammerstein? Singing Why Be Afraid to Dance.
Why be afraid to dance? To dance is just polite and nothing more. Why be afraid to dance? To dance, hold someone tight around the floor. Just a social convention, all nice people recognize. No flirtatious intention, merely lovely exercise. So why be afraid to step and where to dip and where to hold a girl? Nothing to do with romance. No, so why be afraid to dance?
Why be afraid to dance, hold someone tight around the floor? Just a social convention, all nice people recognize. No flirtatious intention,
merely lovely exercise.
So why be afraid to step and whirl to dip and twirl?
Too late for too late to try. There's nothing left for me to say but hello and goodbye. I say hello, I don't mean hello, I mean oh, how I could have loved you. I try to smile, and yet all the while my arms are aching to take you, hold you. I say goodbye, I don't mean goodbye, I mean darling, why must I go? Oh, how I could have loved you. Now you'll never know. Oh, too long ago.
A beautiful ballad from Destry Rides Again, originally with Andy Griffith and Dolores Gray. That was Jill Gascoigne from the British version of that show. What a lovely, lovely, wistful tune. Well, let us go to I Can Get It For You Wholesale. As my people and his people might have said, it was Beshert that he would do the score because he knew all about the garment district from the 1930s. So here is two songs. Here are two songs. First by Tony Bennett, wonderful live cover version of a great little love song from the pretty gritty and character-driven score to I Can Get It For You Wholesale.
Here's a brand new song from a brand new show on Broadway, I Can Get It For You Wholesale. Wonderful new love song. I'd love to have you hear it. Often through the day, as I work away, I resolve to get home early with roses for my girlie and kiss her hand, her nose, her lips, and say have I told you lately you look so lovely each time I see you my heart melts away. In the rush of little everyday things, sometimes you don't say things you mean to say. Have I mentioned lately, I'm glad that you took me instead of hooking someone with a million or two. When I think of all of the girls that I could have been stuck with, I sure was in luck with
when I drew. Have I told you lately how much your husband loves you?
Miss Marmalstein!
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 Miss Marmalstein! Oh, why is it always Miss Marmalstein?
Miss Marmalstein!
Miss Marmalstein!
Miss Marmalstein!
Miss Marmalstein!
Miss Marmalstein!
Other girls get called by their first names right away. They get cozy and intimate. Do you know what I mean? Nobody calls me, hey baby doll,
Miss Marmalstein,
or honey dear,
Miss Marmalstein,
or sweetie pie,
Miss Marmalstein.
Even my first name would be preferable, though it's terrible. It might be better, it's Yetta, or perhaps my second name, that's Tessie, spelled T-E-S-S-Y-E. But no, it's always Miss Marmalstein.
Miss Marmalstein?
You think at least Miss M they could try.
Miss Marmalstein?
Miss Marmalstein?
Miss Marmalstein?
Miss Marmalstein?
Miss Marmalstein?
Oh, I could die. I'm a very willing secretary. Enjoy my work as my employer will corroborate. Except for one disappointment, one fly in the ointment. It's great, I mean simply great. But the aggravation of my situation, I might as well get it off my chest, is the Trump appellation. Pardon the big words I apply, but I was an English major at CCNY. The Trump appellation, with which I am persistently addressed. Persistently, perpetually, continually, inevitably addressed. Believe me, it could drive a person positively psychosomatic. Why is it always Miss Marmalstein?
Miss Marmalstein!
Miss Marmalstein!
Miss Marmalstein!
Miss Marmalstein!
Miss Marmalstein!
Other girls get called by their nicknames right away. Slightly naughty or risque, do you know what I mean? Nobody calls me Coochie Coo.
Marmalstein.
Or Bubbla.
Miss Marmalstein.
Or Passion Pie. Even Hey There Babe, though not respectable, ain't so objectable. It's kind of crummy, but chummy. Course if I got married, that would do it. So where's the lucky guy? Huh? Till then, it still is Miss Marmalstein.
Miss Marmalstein.
Every day I get more and more fussed.
Miss Marmalstein.
Miss Marmalstein.
Miss Marmalstein.
Miss Marmalstein.
Miss Marmalstein.
Oh, I could bust.
Well, you all know who that is, of course. That was Barbara Streisand, and we all know she made her Broadway show debut as Miss Marmalstein, and I Can Get It For You Wholesale. We'll be tackling her catalog in the next couple of weeks, because did you know she has a memoir coming out? Shh, don't tell anybody, it's a secret. 992 pages, it's also a weapon. The late 60s, early 70s weren't insanely kind to Harold Rome, but he did take up a major project, first in Japan, and then London's West End, and then toured the country, never made it to Broadway, a musical version of Gone with the Wind. Why would you want to take that on? Anyway, he did. It had a book by Horton Foote, and here are Pernell Roberts and June Ritchie from the London cast of Gone with the Wind, the musical, 1972. Here you go.
It's so nice to see you, dear. Talk to you, have you here. Though perhaps I shouldn't. I'll
say more. I've gone my way and traveled on to many a foreign shore, but there's a strange phenomenon I've never met before. In sunshine bright, sweet still of night, or breathless morning dew, how often the sudden thought of you, how often the sudden thought of you. I've known ladies prettier, happier, wittier, won the willing favors of a few. Though some gave signs of wanting me and granted me leave to stay, their charms did not keep haunting me in this persistent way. In noonday rush, soft sunset hush, or moonlight's misty blue, how often the sudden thought of you.
Tell me about yourself, Scarlett. What have you been doing since the last time I saw you?
Oh, good heavens. It's so long, it would take all day.
All right.
Well, though things are fine, a tower now, they sure didn't start that way. But guess what helped me carry on to face each dreary day? In sunshine bright, sweet still of night, a breathless morning dew. How often the sudden thought of you. Goes well today, and future skies all seem blue. I still recall the secret way you helped me see it through. In noonday rush, the twilight hush, on moonlight's misty blue. How often the sudden.
Frankly, my dear, that was Harold Rome's final big narrative musical, Gone with the Wind. Well, my favorite Harold Rome song comes from Call Me Mister, and it's called The Red Wall Express. And remember, this was a review about army soldiers and sailors and stuff coming home and dealing with life on the home front after the war. And this is memorializing a all-African-American battalion. Remember, the armed services were segregated in World War II up through the Korean War, and this is about the Black Battalion that led the supply trains in France that allowed many, many American generals and soldiers to help win the war. Beautiful song. It's got charm. It's got wit. It's got a nice driving beat. Everything we love about Harold Rome. Here is Lawrence Winters from the original cast of Call Me Mister. And Mr. Rome, thanks so much.
There are songs of infantry, of the Air Corps and the sea, of the Coast Guard and Marines in battle dress. We sing August 44 and the Normandy French shore, just the story of the old Red Ball Express. Driving truckloads night and day, 36 hours on the way, They supplied our hungry armies from the shore. Steam was hissing from their hoods when they shored up with the goods. But they turned around and went right back for more. It's the Red Ball Express, roaring by, roaring by. It's the Red Ball Express, roaring by. With one man at the wheel and one man at the gun, and the pride in the job to be done. With the clashing of gears and the clanking of chains, and the song ringing clear to the sky, it's the Red Ball Express, roaring by, roaring by. It's the Red Ball Express, roaring by, roaring by. To this very day, they say, when the night is dull and gray, Norman farmers hear a strange hullabaloo. And they peep outside and yell, "French horse, shut my mouth, do tell." As a ghostly caravan comes bouncing through, it's the Red Ball Express, roaring by, roaring by. It's the Red Ball Express, roaring by, roaring by. With one man at the wheel and one man at the gun, and the pride in the job to be done.
With the clashing of gear and the clanking of chains, and the song ringing clear to the sky,
it's the Red Ball Express, roaring by, roaring by.
It's the Red Ball Express, roaring by,
roaring by.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.